Ruth Dodson and the Lost Ranch. This is Murphy Gibbons. Ruth Dodson grew up on Rancho Perdido, the Lost Ranch on Panitas Creek, south of Lagardo. 2 miles to the east was a horse ranch owned by Theodore Dix. To the west was Henry Gilpin's Panitas Ranch. West of Gilpin's was the Schaefer Ranch, and to the south was George Reynolds' Rancho Ventana. Judge Gilpin was the most exotic of Dodson's neighbors. He was a former Corpus Christi merchant, a scholarly man who retired to Panitas Ranch. Some Sundays, Ruth wrote, her father would ask her and her sister to come with him to visit the judge. They would cross the Panitas Creek before they reached a white paling fence around the judge's house. In our little world, there were no roses, but here they grew to perfection, Ruth wrote. After the visit, the judge would walk out into the yard with us. If the roses were in bloom, we were given a bouquet to be enjoyed to the last wilted petal. Ruth Dodson never married. She helped care for her aging parents and wrote articles about the history and folklore of her patch of Texas on the Panitas Creek. She had the style of a front porch talker with a gift for telling detail. She was interested in everything. She made a list of the colors of Mustangs and their names. One relative said he stopped visiting her until she quit pestering him about horse colors. She wrote about the vaqueros on the ranch, who would line the inside of their hat brims with mesquite leaves to keep from overheating in the sun. She died in Corpus Christi in 1963. I have a photo of the Dodson clan gathered on the porch at Perdido Ranch in 1890. The scene conveys something of the spirit of the times, when the world must have seemed simpler, the sun brighter, the thunder louder, the rain heavier, and the mesquite leaves, which the ranch vaqueros used to line their hats, were so much greener. This is Murphy Gibbons.